그래서 토마데 모츠스치요 그래서 라운 드베 드레 드 니바르 메도바 코라 드브디데 칸데네 티 드브니 니바 딜콘 지 드보야라 라운 드베 드레 드 니바르 메도베 타 타마디레고 통메타 통마지세 타마지세라 여바 딜라니 지데나 메다바시쇼도스 어딜 메다바시요 메다바시야데 코 유베케 초디 루브르도 코라 라운 메바 총게시 Jung sa tu zhenya ko yu dan jiang yuang ge lu bu du ko jig dong ge chi den de shi ku yu ara. O ti yin du ko ma wo be kam de yu den ge de san de yu den ge ngo bu shi se ge ma re se ge ara.
So then if we're talking about a functional thing, okay? A functional thing is not something that you know has some kind of you know, is static in the sense that it has its existence already in the already its future existence already exists and its past existence already somehow exists, has some kind of self-existence. It's I got a little ahead of Geshe-la here because I thought we were reading the commentaries. Sorry, but it's just to reiterate that the idea that anything that has a beginning in that it comes into existence based upon causes and conditions, okay? The causes and conditions come together and therefore it exists. It's newly produced, right? It has a new existence that time. Then it comes into existence suddenly or adventitiously, if you want to. I like the word adventitious because it means that there's nothing in the nature of things there. It's you know, it doesn't have some kind of an independent existence. Okay, it's there with based upon the causes and conditions, and then it doesn't last for a second. Okay, it goes for a second moment. It does not last for a second moment after the time of its formation. Once it comes together, once it's established there, it doesn't stay for a second moment. And that's what in the world we understand as, you know, static, non-static maybe is a little easier because we don't know the impermanent is not so familiar maybe in our culture as the idea of non-static, something that doesn't stay, right? Non-static, that's what that means. So, if anybody had any questions, that's the end of the reading today.
अने जुदा के छोक बल तें चुंगबी यसा को ने दे जुदा के छोक बग के तें को जुदा के छोक बग ने कोरा कोरा जिग दु यो रे के जिनी बल जिग को रे इन नगरा जो ओ ते नेम ने यो सब पे न सो सो रे चाशा ना अ नगे मा ने यो स ता लो मा बु ची ची यिन से ने मा यो बे ते तां दा यो बे सो तां दा यो बे ता नगे मा ने यो सम गु दु वा
ना
के को रिंग डा बु यो सा रिंग डा बु दु यो सा जुन दी जुर्गी जुर्गी योंग यो रवा
ना
के उजु रे के छे या मा
One thing I wanted to say is that we do have this perception that things are non-static. Okay, that they somehow what is the word? That they somehow are dynamic. Static. I mean that they're not dynamic, right? That they're not undergoing a constant process of change. Because we think, oh, I'm the same person who was who was sitting here just a moment ago. I mean, we don't think of ourselves as, you know, constantly changing, when in fact our body is constantly in, you know, a state of flux, and our minds are constantly in a state of change. They never said, so we're not at all the same person one moment ago that we are now. You know? And then, but then Geshe-la says we're insisting that we are, you know, you know, because we're just sort of, you know, we're sort of like taking all those moments, and the, like they're all, there's some kind of a similarity of type between all those moments. You know, there's some kind of, you know, similarity of type, and then we're just sort of, the way Geshe-la expresses is we insist, you know, that we sort of lump them all together and say, I'm still here, you know, that's just, this is me, you know, without any process of, you know, as if we were somehow a, some kind of a static entity. And that comes about just because of this, you know, everything is in fact undergoing a constant state, is in a constant state of flux and is undergoing transformation constantly from one moment to the next, right? And that it'll come into existence depending upon causes and conditions and then go out of existence depending upon causes and conditions, come back into existence and constantly like that. And it's got this continuity. It's like a continuum. It's a continuum, okay? And each moment in that continuum, it seems to be of a similar type, right? To the present moment in the continuum seems to be of a similar type of the previous one, but it's a similar type, but it's not the same. You know, we just sort of like, because it's similar, then we lump it together and say, I'm, you know, this is me, and that was me a moment ago, Geshe-la says we insist things are.
Right?
This
one. Then it goes to. Lord,
do it. Begin to do. Who is that?
It's Nancy.
Nancy, I thought. Yeah.
Oh, Nancy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My question is it possible for people, maybe other than yogis and Buddhas, to be able to know something about the future?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, how?
Yeah, then the Richard Dramandrala de Maumba de Lung Dengyo de Wade, Kasa Konsu Dase Dangyo de Kasa de. Then it Neljaba dan Sangye did because Munsum to Tong Tugio de and in a meet Shenda Yang Mangbala Tong Tugio de Bay, Samsam Consul Lung Den did.
Oh, Samsam Tinging, Milam said what again. Milam Tan, the court Milam Tan, the Dita, the Tinging, the Narazulu Yungidua.
No,
Mamba Yungid, the Milam Tan, the courage, the Tinta, Chimada Yungid, the Yungi.
Sometimes
Chida Mille Yungi.
For just, you know, your ordinary person, it's possible, like it was saying here in a dream, you know, it actually happens that people have these, you know, what do you say, prophetic dreams?
Premonitions,
you know, dreams, the future can be predicted in dreams. Somehow then you have an accurate understanding of the future from something that you dreamt. That comes to ordinary persons. Yeah.
chida mele yungu re, nga zu pechon rup chi xe na ku ngone re kyo zi ma re. Nga zu pe ne su, pe yungu ra wa. Lo chi tu san pe ge yene te nge re milam tang su nga le ya. Shing di ri chi che chi, shing di ri di ka le me to ma ru ma ngu xa re denge shing di re le ya. Lungba chi se, xe wu chi milam tang su nga. Tene ka zi asa nga zu ge. Medo mabu shata tanda gyokpa shiye gita re se chik se si yo re. Ta tinte si mendo sam ngan sam di sebu shivu shata wa. A chik chanda gyokpa shiye ingi re sam. Tinte sam juwa. Chikma chuti pinne gemi ma agya bwe yo ne. Ruyu ki sa che yo re. Melo ka chung se. Riji yo re. Tili le tu zang ati milam tanya riti te ra re. Shing mangbu to tang ma. Medo mabu mangbu shata duwa yang yun kanga le ya. Oh, tati milam tanya riti ti re duwa sam chan chan suwa. Oti mwane ra ko tonya yo re.
I have an example to tell you. Just it actually happened to me when I was about a year before we had to leave Tibet, before we fled Tibet. I had this dream of beautiful green bushes with red flowers on them, and I thought, oh, this is some kind of new country new region that I had never been to. And that, but when he woke up, when Geshe-la woke up, and he thought, oh well, something in the scriptures say that when you dream red flowers, then you're going to die. So the Geshe-la thought this was like a premonition of his own death. And but then a year later, he went into when he came across the border into Bhutan, when he was fleeing Tibet, he saw all these bushes with these red flowers that he had seen in his dream, and he goes, oh, this must be what I was dreaming about.
And then
also one of my companions on the trip, he said, oh, wait a sec, I think I dreamt about this one monastery. They were coming into Bhutan, they saw a monastery, and then he remembered in the dream, you know, he had dreamt about all the different images, you know, the Buddha images. And so he enumerated them. He said, oh, this is Vajrabhava, and this is the, and they've got this and that, before they went into the monastery or into the temple. And then when they went into the temple, yeah, sure enough, he had dreamt of each, you know, figure that was inside the temple. Mm-hmm.
Misuji yongju kumar kora yosar. Shesuwa. O teni ko nima chi topja kubjaro, o ta nga zu degi yo mare, ta konzu li chue xe kore, mizu li chue xe kore sikyo re. Ani mitu zu yandru, tongsi zu su shio se, ta mi se gi yo mare, so che gi yo mare, menda de ti yo na mewa so kore, tenre se ko longba kasa kal fe re, tongsi kasa kal, labza jaga. Oti kare re, ti che le kona sikidwa. Ta dawa chingi mato degi maare sikidwa. Sanjeg tempa degi maare, pele yabu yungi maare. O si che, chane ko oti labgi ware. Da milam di tansu sko tine drupa neche padu. Si shajan dro salamga dus te, traba da mi mangbo pa shajan drupa dus. Ta dro remba re, singa zu deya yo maare. Tine kona jawar mbu chile, mi chigi tashi pyrde, kona tashi. Namjuko sambare kangpe nal tez chala chingi mato shaga yo maare, taj da lingi maare. Ti tar u ta tarin pe ya buchung, chilan tempe ya buchung se. Ta di ko, trashi da jeshi ti chuk se, mi chili ya, re kaabul e trashi pe se ti chuk. Ti di ta di yo, tini kya warum chil piyush os chare, nobu lingar. 그 따디 대샤 말음 저 카다디 대샤서 샤르 따디 깨자버래 어서 깨자
오늘 어 따디 깨자버래
어 되는 거 따디야 비가 따래 여름 신도 불린가 네 되는 여름 저 야부시 오스 코랄 샌딘 대신 나도 알라마텔 네 디나스 디가 저 송주 나게 디도 코랄 송주 나게 람디 심목
르베
어 되는 거 송고 따 라마게 나가래 니마직이랑 찍고 성악하라 산인애들 거 마소
르베
거라는 데자버렸다 나와신이 마도 대기요 말해 야구용기 말해 세워 텐데 세세 대체하라 뒤따다 치우래 문해래 다디 그래 어딘데 다스 좀 쉬어 깨지
쉬어 So I have another story too just to entertain you with a story but there was this one, when Jehur Girvan, and I think I put it in the note there actually, and he was very. Yeah, he'd been 20 or 30 years in a meditative retreat. You know, he was basically a hermit, and nobody would go near his retreat hut. But one day came out of his retreat hut, and this is shortly before everybody had to leave Tibet, and then he went around the countryside, just sort of teaching everybody the Buddhist teachings, you know, to avoid harmful actions and don't take any, you know, don't use, you know, rifles, don't use weapons and so forth, and he went around the country and he said, oh, I had this very clear sight of a long line of people filing, of monks filing into Bhutan, and you know, now the teachings are going to disappear from this country, so, and then came up to him and wanted to give him a horse, and he said, oh, that's wonderful, just what I need, and very good that you brought this horse today, and he decorated the horse with, you know, some of the special auspicious symbols of, they called them the eight auspicious symbols, they're on our altar, and then you know, it's basically a cloth that had these eight auspicious symbols, and he draped it on the horse. The horse just when that was put on him, he just sort of, you know, gave out a big cry, you know, whinny. I guess horses whinny, right? And he whinnied when he got that, and then he said, "Please take this horse to His Holiness the Dalai Lama in Norbalinka," and so they took the horse to Norbalinka, where His Holiness was, and His Holiness was very pleased to receive this horse. It was just shortly before he was leaving the country. And then, Gundungin Namsen, Jehur Girvan Gundungin Namsen.
Gundungin Pan Namsen.
Oh, good.
Korang ba tadi pilih ba pebroji saya tu ntar ba.
Nah.
Ba pebroji saya tu.
Nah.
Tetapi korang saya di sini langsung, kau di sini jumpa sih nang tua.
Nah.
Di sini kiyong so, ni dia tadi pakai saya di sini kiyong pilih so, jadi ngaji sungguh nang kiyong ngaji cuci uye. Tetapi korang ni macam cuci so ada tempat leh saya.
Then His Holiness, basically it was. You know, he was saying it's time for you to go, right, to His Holiness, and so, and then His Holiness was very happy to receive this, and then he took one of his very warm, you know, like Keshela has here, sen, it's called a shawl, maybe a monk's shawl, and sent it to this you know, retreatant, you know, very pleased, and then. Then when His Holiness mentioned it in the teachings in Lehi, when we had the teachings in Lehi, he mentioned that he was wearing some robe that he had gotten from you know, that he wore the, you know, it was, I think it was like, he was wearing it. He actually got that shawl back from the mm-hmm. retreat, and then he wore it as kind of a good, what do you say, a good omen for the, in the beginning of the teachings. He had some shawl with him. I don't know if it actually got made its way into our transcription, but he was pointing out, and he was, I remember him sort of holding his shawl at one point, his robe. You know, he just wore it for like one day. Lehi le gimbele be. Oh, Berla. Oh, Norsong. No, I got it wrong at the end there. It wasn't anything to do with Lehi, but I was trying to think. Keshla said, "Don't, you're misrepresenting me." Otherwise, it would have been senseless to say that. But actually, what happened was that the hermit spoke, you know, gave a teaching in the. This is really in the Lokala Yoga. This is in the area where Geshe-la was from, and just outside of Lhasa, and then he gave a teaching, wearing that shawl that His Holiness had given to him, and then at that time he was saying, you know, oh, now, you know, there's only a month or two before we have to leave the country, so be ready to leave the country. And Geshe-la heard at that time, he said, what are they talking, you know, and that couldn't possibly be. But it turned out that they actually had to flee. And two months later, they had to flee the country, and there was war broke out, basically. I mean, there was some kind of a, what do you call that? You know, there was some kind of, you know, fighting. What?
Uprising.
Uprising, that's the word. Yeah, the uprising at that time occurred.
Oh, yeah. That got the truth, man.
I think then sure. Anybody else have any kind of question?
I have a question, Josh.
What? Who's that? Karen?
Sure.
Oh, the New York Ahmed Karen.
Is it okay?
Is there? Oh, that's due.
Yeah.
We have a little time.
Oh, then it gets a new news.
No, just for a short question, Karen. Mm. Hmm. Okay.
Oh,
Because Rikyun
Sumbhaja daya daya ko keji keji ki chi yunga sa chumbe lunga yunga nangi dhiva tazu latayana sumbhaja daya yuwa samgurwa. Keji keji ki nyurwa daya 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 mida jeba inbe shirisigidwa.
Jeba inbe
chiya. Jeba di yusayana suni. Gyudan kengi chetan chilu, gyudan kengi chetan chilu di samgurwa. Di samgurwa nane ko mida wa ko ha kogiyo ra. Yusayana samgurwa. Then you then some chance on the water, Kiji Kiji in duration get the Risha, some never at the Lia. Midawarisha, some name, Midawari, Lu Midawari, Longji Midawari, Swa Midawari, Sem Midawarisha, some Dura, this also Haku Ratonachina. Kiji Kiji will send the Mamu Yurgia another.
No.
Then Sora did Yurgidua.
Mm.
Who did it?
No. So, yeah, there's certainly a way of meditating that would help to us to understand this. It's based on reasoning, the reasoning that things are, that basically our body and mind are produced, that they're dependent on some other conditions in order to constantly exist. For instance, we have to breathe, we have to, you know, we need water, we need food, we need air and so forth and so it's a constant process of our body being sustained or actually just being produced, you know, by causes and conditions and so we can think about our body, for instance, and in that way through understanding based on reason, right, that basically, because it's produced, then it's impermanent. That's the idea. That's the reason, and we can see that easily with our bodies. What we need to sustain our bodies every moment, and then as far as our minds are even easier because the mind is constantly undergoing a process. It's constantly changing. In terms of our feeling, we could call our feelings are constantly, you know, undergoing a state of change. They're constantly changing from one moment to the next. And so then when we, you know, when we use this kind of reason and then come to an understanding, I am impermanent, then you focus your attention on that. You focus your concentration on that. Until the feeling, you know, well, or maybe use the word insight, until your insight into that starts to fade, and then you start, you know, you think of the reasons again for us being impermanent, our body and mind being impermanent, and then focus again. That in that way you can come to understand kind of our momentariness, our how we're in a constant state of flux.
Tena dangi sheba kuyo, soso de soso kante zhine di nga razo hako kumadu sara. Soso sombo che te adi keji 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 ki yaa kye ne, sem nashin gyura nashin, soso e sombo che te adi gyudan kye ki yaa keji keji ki yaa kiki kiki son che te adi dosi gwara. Ti ina nga zu te samlo koko kumadu. Nga ranga sombo che te adi nro choki sam shub che sam gwa. Tena di chu nali ya tulo che saayo na. Mi chika o nge tulo di te saasu te yo samna kukbari, ko nro sara ma.
So then, when it's just like when it's in this the chapter on impermanence that Aryadeva talks about how we're actually our minds and bodies are constantly undergoing a process of change. They're in a constant state of flux, and then they are changing from one moment to the next. This nothing that we're saying we're living, but in order to live, right, you know, life itself depends on all these causes and conditions that are breathing and eating and there's all sorts of external and internal conditions, and our bodies and are constantly working to stay alive, as in our minds are constantly in a state of change, going from one moment to the next. But we don't think of this. We sort of just think that I'm the same person I was a moment ago, and now I'm the same person. I will be the same person. We have this idea of belief in us being static. That somehow we're static, and then it's just like that would be like somebody who lost a cloth or shoes, sometimes they say, or a cloth in a river, and then came back to the same spot to get it again. Right? It's we're in a constant state of flux, right?
Oh yeah, I dig it.
Maybe that's a good place to stop. So then we'll say the dedication here. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Oh yeah. That's all.
That's all. Did you take it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Did
you change it again?
Oh yeah, Joshua. Third option, this one. Oh yeah, that's all.